Question 21. When trained psychologists look through collections of photos, they can at a glance separate out genuine smells from fake ones. Dr. Keltner and Leanne Harker of the University of California at Berkeley, for example, studied 141 senior class photos from the 1960 yearbook of Mills College. All but three of the women were smiling, and half of the smilers were genuinely smiling. All the women were contacted at ages 27, 43, and 52 and asked about their marriages and their life satisfaction. When Harker and Keltner inherited the study in the 1990s, they wondered if they could predict from the senior year smile alone what these women's married lives would turn out to be like. Astonishingly, women with genuine smiles, on average, were more likely to be married, to stay married, and to experience more personal well-being over the next 30 years. Those indicators of happiness were predicted by a mere crinkling of the eyes.